Kit Scott on the way home. Justin Timberlake is coming up with his brand new single.
In and out.
Basement Jacks, James Morrison. Now, yesterday we spoke to a guy called Stuart who was something else. He had a slight dilemma. He went out with a girl on a date, and this girl ate 4 bread rolls during the date. And then, to top it all off, for dessert, only had bread and butter pudding. And he wanted to know whether that is allowed, or is that a dumping offence? So we asked your advice, because, you know, I trust what you say to me. We opened it up on 81199, and I'm now going to call Stuart and let him know what the nation has decided. Hello?
Hey?
Stuart?
Yeah?
It's Scott from Radio 1.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm alright, how are you?
Yes, I'm at work, yeah.
Okay. Can you talk?
Yep.
Okay. Right, listen, we've asked our listeners, like we said, yeah?
Yep.
And the general opinion is that you should not dump your girlfriend.
Oh. Well, I've sort of already done that.
Right. So you asked for our advice, and then before getting the answer, you do it anyway.
Well, I thought we'd come to some sort of conclusion about she'd sort of tried her luck a little too much.
How do you mean?
She tried her luck?
Well, yeah, I felt it was a little unreasonable. Well, I thought that was the conclusion. You've led me astray here.
How have I led you astray?
I thought everyone was suggesting that 3 was her limit.
Some people did say
bread and butter pudding.
No, it didn't. That's true. And there were a lot of texts that did say 3 was okay, but 4 was a bit excessive.
Yeah, but and don't forget her beef burger.
Without the beef.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. I say beef burger. Loose term.
You can't, like, a lot of people are saying you're just a bit fussy just because she likes her bread. That's not a good enough reason to get rid.
Oh, well, I was having a chat with my mate, and he said, I've got a bit of a track record.
Really?
I once terminated a relationship because, the girl I was with at the time refused to clap the French-Canadian snooker player Alain Robidoux at a trick shot tournament. The tournament was decided by the clapometer, and he was clearly the best. And she wasn't having it. I think she was upset with me at the time, so it was more to spite me than Elaine.
Are you a big Alain Robidoux fan?
Oh, well, have you seen it when he does the robot and plays the snooker at the same time?
Do you know what? I can't say that. I know this. I'm not doing my job properly as a sports reporter.
Oh,
but
yeah, this is your remit.
Yeah, no, I've never seen...
You don't cover the trick shots.
No, I've never seen Alain Robidoux do the robot whilst doing a trick shot. No, sorry.
He can do everything. And then he might don a pair of upside-down spectacles and pretend to be Dennis Taylor.
Right, and she didn't clap enough at that.
Well, yeah, she wasn't having it. So I had to, like, double my clap to give him the... Because he was obviously the best.
Right, so can you... hang on.
I was clapping so much, a John Parrott fan behind me got a little irate and went sort of prodding me. He said, look, come on, mate, do it correctly. Anyway, a little bit of a ruckus, a verbal ruckus. It's a snooker fan, so yeah. Not too much physical. Started on me, and then she started clapping him.
So that was the end of her, then?
Oh, yeah, long gone.
Could you run me through the story again? You were at a snooker place, right?
I had taken this girl to a trick shot snooker tournament.
Was it a first date, or had you had a couple before
that? Well, I knew her briefly. Right. It wasn't... I didn't take it as a date, per se, but I thought it would be to get her to know her better.
Okay.
So I was quite light-hearted, relaxing... somewhere we could both enjoy without too much pressure of having to talk to each other.
Yeah, because you have to stay quiet, don't you, during snooker?
Yeah, it's a dignified lot.
Yeah.
Right, and then what happened?
So this John Parrott fan.
what happened?
Well, right, Elaine Robidoux starts doing it. He's doing the robot, you know. He was on fire. He would, like... chip balls up into a wicker container. Like, I think it was something you kept wine in.
Brilliant.
Yeah, he was doing a lot. And then, so, he was up in the top 3. Anyone could see that with half a mind. She, I don't know, I must have slighted her somehow. Can't think why. And she just refused to clap. I said, he's my favourite. She wasn't clapping. I had to increase the velocity of my clap twofold to compensate for her. And there's this milkshake behind me, gives me a prod. There's oh, look, come on, mate. Don't forget, John Power's quite good.
What's a milkshake?
Oh, it's just some sort of, some jive talker. John Parrott fans, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know. They're trouble, aren't they?
Yeah, anyway.
So you dumped her because she didn't clap?
She didn't clap Elaine Robbie there at a trick shot tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. How did you end that?
We just left.
Oh, okay.
She took the train home, I drove. Never spoke to her since.
Good to speak to you, Stuart.
This is National Radio 1.